Make memories with family and friends at Dominion Energy Garden Fest of Life at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, nightly through January 9th. Walk through a magical garden setting with more than a million twinkling lights. Enjoy botanical decorations and model trays. Sip hot chocolate and make s'mores at the Kelleher Warming Fire. Dominion Energy Garden Fest of Lights tickets are limited and available online only. Purchase yours today at lewisginter.org.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I hope you can hear me properly. Let me just do a couple of quick tests just to make sure that everything is working according to plan. My name is Reverend Ray. This is from Christian Speed Talk Radio. I'm your host today. Amen. So we're going to just going to do a couple of quick tests and make sure everything is going according to plan. Amen. Again, my name is Reverend Ray. This is from Christian Speed Talk Radio. Tonight's broadcast, of course, is Friday Night Joy. We are doing a live broadcast. Actually, we were trying to do a Zoom broadcast at the same time, but it didn't work out. Amen. So I do have some things I'm going to share with you today. Our topic today is God, Lord, please shut me in and seal me. And it's coming from Genesis chapter 7, verses 16. And also it's coming, I'm using Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Amen. So we use a little bit of both. But before we get started with that, let's go ahead and do our weekly announcements. Okay. Again, I thank you for joining me. I want to remind you, History Bound and Grace is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. with Minister Vanessa Williams, Childhood to Change, with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Prince Work with Reverend Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon, Friday Night Joy, amen, which is tonight. And then it's the second, and the fourth Friday of the month, amen. On the third Friday, we have the singer's Matter to the Heart, amen. Okay, so let's see what else we got. I want to remind you also of the Bread of Life. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday, amen. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's what at 1 p.m. That's a free conference call number. As long as an awesome intercessor prayer warrior. The number is 267-807-9605, I'm sorry. And the SS code is 732-499 to find out more about Reverend Gwen and the different other broadcasts. You can go to WhenChristiansSpeak.com. Okay. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. We have Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart, amen, again, is every third Friday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful was every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover was every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And our newest broadcast is Spiritual Nugget of Truth, with Minister Carmen A. Booker is the second and the fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Amen. And again, you can go to our website and see a little bit more information about the hosts and the different times that we come on. And you can also find out the different platforms that we are on also. Amen. So let's go ahead and open up in word of prayer. Amen. We are grateful to be able to do this with you today. Like I said, I wish I was able to do live, but it's not, for whatever reason, it's not letting me. I don't know why and everything, but that's okay. We can move on. Maybe I can do a Facebook Live while I'm trying to set this up and everything. But we can just go ahead and be obedient to the things of God, and we just thank God for what he's doing in our life. Amen. God is good, man. You know, he really is and stuff like that. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me and everything, my soul cries a hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Amen. So let's just go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Amen. So today, God, I just want to thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for all the things that you're doing in our life, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for just opening up windows and doing things for us, Lord Jesus, for healing our prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for power. Thank you for your love that you have shown us. God, thank you, God, for all that you have done. And I thank you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Again, this is Friday Night Joy. My name is Ray Rose. This is on When Christians Speak Talk Radio, and our topic today is, Lord, shut, please shut me in, okay? Please shut me in, God. Please shut me in and seal me, okay? And we come from Genesis chapter 7, verses 16, and then Ephesians chapter 4, verses 30. And then we can probably do a couple more other things too. Amen. Amen. So we can probably do a couple other things, and we're just excited. I'm trying to take some time because I'm trying to multitask here. Yeah, I'm trying to multitask here and see if I can get some things to work for me here on Facebook Live. And if not, then that, yeah. So we'll just go from there. Let me see. Amen. Let's see if it's going to let me know. Okay. All right. Amen. I think I'm about to do this in another town. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, let me do this in another town. All right, because right now I'm not getting anything to work the way I want it to, but we're going to keep trying it. Amen. Amen. Let's see. Amen. All right. Okay, I don't like that. All right, let's go ahead and get started, man. We're not going to wait. I tried to do it, and I couldn't do it. So if somebody out there can help me with Facebook Live and Zoom, then I appreciate that because I don't know what I'm doing, okay? And I don't want to take up too much of your time, amen? So let's go ahead and talk about this. One reason why I chose this topic, there was something on Facebook that actually caught my eye. There was an article. A guy wrote a piece about Noah's Ark, and he was, you know, they skip a little bit about, he was talking about how sometimes we miss things, and the thing that we missed is that once Noah was going into the Ark and everything, and all the animals and the crawling things, they went two by two. It says that in that particular verse in 16 chapters, Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, it says that, and God shut them in, okay? It says God shut them in. And that caught my attention, man. And I began to really look at that and worship God, because he said, like I said, God said, let me think. I got the article, but let me see if I can pull this up real quick. And then you'll understand. And I guess this, I'm not sure this is by the gentleman's name is Wayne Green, but it looked like a lot of it has to do with the Watchman Nee. So let me just read this. It says, never thought about this before. I've always thought that Noah was safe inside the ark because he built it according to God's specification. He said, I thought that perhaps it was the strength of the gopher wood or the soundness of the architect that ensured the waters of the flood, ensured the waters of the flood would not come into the ark. But today I encountered a verse that shifted this whole paradigm. Okay, and let's read what it says. It's in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. It says, the animals going in were male and female, and every living thing as God has commanded Noah. Then God shut him in. And he got that in bold capital letter. Then God shut him in. God shut in Noah and his family. He said, don't miss this. Even after Noah had built the ark, it was God himself who shut him in. And in order to shut out the waters of the flood. In other translations, the verse says, the Lord sealed them in, and that's in the New King James, the Living King James version of it. It said, God sealed them in. That's why we used to both shut in and seal me. Amen. It says, may the Almighty God seal us inside his ark, our protection through this last quarter of 2021. Amen. Through this last quarter of 2021, it is not the fact that you have locked your house and your keys at safe at night. It is not that you have locked your good driving skills, or that you're safe on the road. Neither is your healthy eating habits that keep you healthy. Only God can shut you in and shut out the devil that is seeking to devour you. And then he begins to pray. He says, Father, we pray that in this last quarter of the year, we walk into the streets, and as we drive on the roads, oh God, shut us in. Father, we pray for our children in the midst of dangers and molesters, that you will shut them in and keep out the flood waters of abuse, rape, murder, accidents, disease, and untimely death. Oh God, shut us in your ark of protection and to your ark of compassion. May God shut us in as we obey him and trust him in his word. Amen. The Lord shut me in. You know, and one of the things I shared this item that I'll also put as this year come to an end, that God will shut you in. And I do have a picture of it on the Blog Talk Radio, and with the scriptures and everything. But the prayer will come, God, shut us in. In fact, let's go ahead and turn to that scripture real quick in Genesis chapter 7, okay? And actually, I'm going to read the 15th and the first 15th and the 16th verse all over again, all right? And I might read a little further than that, because I got a lot of scriptures to give you, and I want to make sure they were on the same page, okay? So this is what took place. And then 14, actually. Let's start with 13. And the same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth and the sons of Noah and the Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeped upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went into the Noah. They went with Noah to the ark. Two and two of all flesh were in its breath of life, the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh. And it is right here. And God had commanded, as God has commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And think about it, one of the things that I was read that, The verse 17 said that the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the water increased and brought up the ark. It was lifted above the earth. But the thing that stands out to me is that Noah obeyed every commandment that God said, make the ark. God gave him instructions. God of the Noah follows those instructions. Noah was already over 100 some years old and everything. And no doubt there was no doubt to give a backstop of the storm and everything. And why there was a flood? Because the sins of man had just reached the nostrils of God to the point where that everything needed to be started over. Everything needed to be destroyed. But he found righteousness with Noah. And because he found righteousness with Noah, he decided that he was going to keep Noah and his family and those that he had alive and everything. So there was people thought that Noah was crazy building this boat or this ark, really, and that the size of it was humongous. It was not a small task. Amen. It was not a small task and everything. But and like the writer said, like the writer was talking about the fact that Noah followed the instructions and to the letter, man. I mean, so that has to be that God just downloaded into him all the instructions, how it should be built, you know, what it should look like. He had all of that and everything. But even with all that Noah built, God still had the final say. God still had to shut him in. God still had to shut the door. God still had to seal him in, you know. So it wasn't that Noah had built this and everything like that. Men do great things all the time. But the final say-so is what God does. It was God and his word and him shutting the end that prevented the flood waters from coming in over the sides of the boat or even allowed the boat to sink. It was sealed. You know, and so where I'm getting at with you and me today is a prayer becomes for Lord for 2021 as this year ends, if we're getting ready for 2022, God, shut me in your ark of safety, your ark of covenant. Shut me in and seal me with your word. You know, seal me with your word. Amen. We want to be shut in and we want to be sealed. Let me read a couple other things for you. Amen. And I'm going to skip about just a little bit, okay? Amen. Now, this one is coming out of Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. And it says, then it came to pass when the walls was built, talking about Nehemiah, and then Nehemiah had went back to Jerusalem, and they were building the walls to the city. And said, and verse 1 again said, now it came to pass when the walls was built, and I had set up the doors and the porters and the singers and Levites were appointed that I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem. For he was a faithful man and feared God above many. In other words, he ain't no nonsense. He feared, no matter what you try to do or say to him, he feared God. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and the bar and bar them and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one of them in his watch and every one to be over against his house. So in other words, what he said is, so let's just bar the door, let's set ourselves in and everything like that, and let's prepare ourselves for whatever the enemy has going to come in there. Here is an example of Nehemiah following the instructions of what God has given him, because he couldn't do this or say this without God giving him instructions. Okay, so they sealed the door. You know, they shut the door. They sealed the Jerusalem completely tight shut, completely shut, and they put guards all around the place. Okay, they put guards because they had enemies that was there. That wanted to destroy them, that wanted them that gave them a bad name and everything. And that's true for us today, that we have enemies that's all around us that will want to destroy us or that want to cause harm to us, that will talk about us, that say we no good and we did this and we should come down off the wall and all that kind of stuff. Why are we building up that city and why are we doing this and everything like that? So there's enemy that's trying to thwart the plan of God. You know, but the fact of the matter is that they had enough wisdom to seal themselves in. Just like with Noah, God sealed Noah in. Shut me in, Lord. You know, we're living in a season, in a time that so much is going on within the world that we need to be in that secret place with God Almighty. You know, with our sons and our daughters and our family and our loved ones from the pulpit to the front door of every bishop and apostle, every reverend needs to be in their place. But they're asking the Lord, God, shut me in to you. Seal me with your peace. Just seal me, God, to protect me from all things. And one of the things that I thought about when I was thinking about being shut in or sealed like that, I thought about the scripture that talks about the defense city. Let me see if I can find that to you, for you to just get bear with me for a second. Amen. It talks about the defense city. Amen. And that's what it, we need to go into. Actually, it's coming out of Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 9. It says, but behold, I have made thee this day a defense city. He's talking to the church of Israel. He's talking to us today. He said, and an iron pillar and a brassen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, said the Lord, to deliver thee. You know, we're shut in. There's a defense city. The enemy can't get to us. The enemy might have be on the offense, but because God has prepared a defense city for us, or because that he has prepared us and he's shut us in, that no weapon formed against us of any kind will be able to prosper. And if they come to none, they don't have any power. No matter what, how big the enemy might be, as big as giants, what the church of Israel saw in the land of Canaan, and they look, may be like grasshoppers in their sight, but God has protected them. He has shut them in to him, to the point that the enemy, no matter it would be a Goliath enough, that it won't take much to destroy him. David was able to destroy Goliath with a stone and a sling, you know, with a stone and a sling. He was able to destroy, able to kill the lion. How much more bigger is the God that we say that we serve and love? How much more bigger is the God in that? In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20, it says, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut the doors above thee, hide thyself, as it was for a little moment, and to the indignation be overpassed. In other words, to the trials and the tribulation and to the storms and to the craziness that are going into the world of the overpassed until it's finished and stuff. Like, come into the defense city, come into this place where I can protect you. Come, don't stay out there in the world too long. There's another example there is that when there was a choice between Abraham and Lot, Abraham told Lot to choose. Go whether either east, north, west, whatever, and you two, you go first, and I go in the opposite. Lot decided to go into Salem and Gomorrah and stuff, and that was cities that were filled with sin because Lot looked at the land and thought it was pleasant to the eye that looked at there was pastures, there was plenty that he could do, and Abraham just chose the opposite and everything like that. But if Lot had knew better, he would have chose in another place or another plane to go with and stuff because he was not in the defense city. He was in a city that was about to be destroyed. He was in a city that was about to be destroyed. Lord, shut me in your defense city. Seal me with your blessings, with your promise of amen and be blessed. Amen. Amen and be blessed. Let me just read a couple more. Amen. I'm not going to be for you long. Amen. I pray. And this is actually coming from John chapter 6, verses 26 and 27. And Jesus answered and said, it is verily I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves with fear. Labor not for the meat which prayer, but for that meat which endured unto everlasting life, which the Son of God should give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Since God has sealed the Son, God, Jesus has sealed us. We are sealed unto Jesus Christ. We are sealed because of Jesus Christ unto God. We have a seal upon us and everything. Amen. That's different from anything else in life. No one can break that seal of God. You know, can't no weapon, can't no enemy can't do it. We have sealed. We are called. We are chosen before God. You know, we are in the fifth city where we have a relationship with God. Yes, we're going to have trials. Yes, we're going to have tribulation. Yes, the enemy is going to come at us like a flood. But the scripture says when the enemy comes against us like a flood, that he will raise up a standard. He will raise up a banner. And truly, that is what is going on in our lives. Then allow God to raise up a banner. Allow God to raise up a standard for you, to protect you from the wiles of the enemy. The Holy Spirit is that banner to protect us, y'all. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials and tribulation. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have to go through some things. It doesn't mean that sometimes we're not going to make some things. It doesn't mean that we're not going to fall. All those things can take place. But even in the midst of our mess, even in the midst of our going through, even in the midst of just life in general, God has set us in. Because he knows our expected end. And our expected end is in our favor. All we got to do is just believe in him and trust him and be patient, you know, with him. And watch and see what God's going to do. I'm going to stand on my hind legs and watch God. I'm going to stand on the mountaintop and watch and see what you're going to do, God. Because I know that you're going to do something great. I know you're going to do something that is outstanding. I believe in you and I trust you. Our God, shut me in and seal me. Shut the door against all of my enemies. God, prepare me, Lord Jesus, for whatever that comes next. Yeah, and whatever comes next, amen. Let me read this one. This is coming out of Ephesians chapter 1. I'm almost done. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. It says, blessed be God and Father of all, Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption children by Jesus Christ to himself. We have been adopted, y'all. You know, we have been chosen. We have been sealed with the adoption of Jesus Christ. Amen. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded to us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he had purpose in himself. There's purpose with us, y'all, through Jesus Christ. That in the disposition of fullness of time, he may gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. Verse 11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him, and working all things after the counsel of his own will. 12 says, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom he also trusted. After that, ye have heard that the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that's where I'm going. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, and when he was resurrected and everything, there was a sealing that took place on the day of Pentecost. That was they were shut in on what it cost, and what it cost on the day of Pentecost and everything. This could be, in other words, they nobody went in or out, but they began to seek after God. God shut me in to the point where you begin to reveal the mysteries and the allegories of your word to me. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption possession, until the praise of his glory. We are sealed. We are shut in. Lord, shut me in as this year. Continue to keep me shut in. Don't let me go to the left or nor to the right. Let me stay in the place where you have appointed and chosen me to be at right now, so that I may not do anything crazy, that I may not go on into a place that you have not called me to get. God, shut me in. Seal the door against the storm that a life that is coming, against all that is coming. For seal the door, Lord Jesus. Don't let me get weary of well doing, but allow me to stay focused on the things of you. Allow me, God, to trust you. God to trust you and to believe in you. Seal me, God. Amen. Let me read on. The Princess of Glory. Amen. Amen. This is, I don't know what I read this, but let me just read it again. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 22. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ hath anointed us is God. Verse 22 says, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. We are sealed, y'all. We are sealed in Jesus Christ. You know, we are shut in and stuff. We are in the defense city right now for the things that are going on and on in the world and stuff like that. We have people that are God through the, like Nehemiah was talking about the walls and everything and shutting the gates and sealing it and everything. Man, we have people that are interceding on our behalf that we don't even know. We never met them, but they are interceding on our behalf at this time and everything. So the intercession is to keep us in a place of humility, to keep us with our mind stayed on him, to keep us focused and not to get distracted for those things that are going on outside of the defense city, for those cries that are being made, those prejudice, those racial slurs, those hating of us because we are Christians, we believe in Christ, or because we are Christ, like we are followers of the way. All those things are going on, and God has put intercessor in place to watch for us, and to let us know when the enemy is coming forward to the city, even though the city is a defense city, even though they can't defeat it, we are to watch as well as pray. We are to be diligent, watching as well as pray. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. I'm my brother's keeper. I'm responsible for my brother. I'm responsible for him. I'm responsible for him. In John chapter 17, verses 9 through 26, it says, and this is Jesus talking, he said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. He said a prayer for them that the Lord has given them, those that have been sealed by him, those that have been chosen, those that have been called. In verse 10 says, all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I'm glorified in them because they have been shut in. I'm glorified in them. Lord Jesus, thank you, God, for what you're doing. Verse 11 says, and now I am no more in the world. This is when Jesus was really about to see that he was talking to stand a prayer to the Father, and when he was beginning to talk to the disciples, that he wasn't going to be no more in this world. He knew that his time was running out. He knew that the cross looming very large, and that every second, every minute was getting closer to the very thing that he had to do and stuff like that. He even prayed for the Father that this Lord let this cup pass. Then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And even at that time, the angels came and began to minister to him. Verse 11 says, then I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. For I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom you thou hast given. He's praying for us. He's interceding for us. This is, this is actually the Lord's prayer for us, okay? The other one is more of instructions on how we should pray, but this prayer is Jesus is actually interceding on our behalf, that they might be one as we are one, as we are. While I was with thee in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. He's talking about Judas. Nobody is lost except for the son of perdition. It was predicted that Jesus needed to be betrayed. It was predicted and stuff that this thing would take place. It would take place that they were scattered, sheep were scattered, and then they were betraying him, and they would call him dead, and they would crucify him. They were, all these things was predicted. Amen. The scripture may be fair. Verse 13 says, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. God, he's praying for you. He's praying for us. I have given him thy word. And the world have hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Let me just stop right there. He said, I've given them thy word. God, we, when we begin to seek after the word of the and of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he begins to give us the word. It becomes like a fire shut up in our bosoms, like fire is set up in our bones. It's like we can't keep still. We ever always wanted to know, wanted to know more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to know about him and stuff. So he's given us the word. The scripture said that his word is like a two-edged sword to us. He's given us the word that is constantly dividing things that are not him and things that are us and everything, so that we might become more and more like him that is Jesus. That we might become more and more like him. I pray not that thou shalt take them out of the world, but thou shalt keep them from the evil. He didn't want to take us out of the world. Why? Because we're salt, light, and power. We represent, we are those that are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have purpose. He said, I don't want you to take them out of the world, but thou shalt keep them from the evil. They are not of this world either. I am not of the world. Don't you know, once we accept Jesus Christ and we as our Lord and Savior, we are no longer of this world. Why? Because we have been sealed. We have been bought with a price. We have been bought with a price. We are different. We become ambassadors for Christ. What's your relationship with Jesus Christ? You become ambassadors for Christ. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. That word is true. Sanctify us, Lord Jesus, through thy word. You know, sanctify us. Make us pure and holy through thy word. You know, that's what Jesus is saying. Make us pure and holy. They already sealed, but bring us even deeper in you, Lord God. Bring us, cause us to follow us. Cause us to worship you. Cause us to seek out the things in you. Cause them to give us the things. Don't leave it to our own devices, but allow that which you have put in us to go forth, Lord Jesus. Allow that which you have put in us to go forth. Go forth. And sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. Verse 18 says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Why? Because we are going to get to the hedges of the highway and compare men and women. We say we have a mandate from Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he says, 19 says, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Sanctified through whose truth? Through the truth of Jesus Christ. Through the truth of Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. We are sanctified through him. If not of our own righteousness is like filthy rags. But when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to Christ, we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That was what makes us righteous. And we can't do anything to make us righteous. I don't care what it is that we do and stuff. But our righteousness is filled in Jesus Christ, y'all. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou hast given me, I give it to them, that they might be one, and even as we are one. Verse 23, and I am them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Hallelujah. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. 24 says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the earth. O righteous Father, the world have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I am them. Sealed, y'all, We are sealed. We are shut in to the defense. We are shut in to the waters and the trouble can't come and destroy us and stuff like that. We are shut in, you know, in the promises that God made with Abraham thousands of years ago. We are shut in because of the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit that's in us, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that will bring all things into our mind, that will allow us to speak before kings and queens and stuff like that. We don't even have to think about or rehearse what to say. The scripture said that open up your mouth and I will speak for you. We are sealed. We are shut in. And if we're not worried about what the enemy do or don't do and stuff like that, because we know that God has us. We know that he has us. We know that he has us. We're not worried about tomorrow and everything. We're not worried about anything, but we trust God. We live in a season that truly that our faith is being tested and we're being tried and everything. And we have to understand that God is with us. We got to understand that God says he'll never leave us or forsake us. He is with us. Shut me in and seal me, Lord Jesus, today. You know, don't leave anything, you know, the God that we said won't leave anything. Everything has been ordered by the Lord. Every step that we take, every breath that we take, every hand that we even our heart, our mouth is ordered by the Lord. All we gotta do is stay connected with him. Stay connected with him and stay faithful to him and let him be God in our life. Shut me in, Lord Jesus. Shut me in. Amen. Amen, amen. I think I'm done. That's all I have and everything. I think I've read all the scriptures that I had to read. Amen. I do thank you for your time. Amen. And pray that the Heavenly Spirit will continue to be a blessing to you. Just a short word. You know, be sealed. We are sealed and we are shut in. Okay? We are sealed and we're shut in. If you're not in the defense city, go to the defense city. What is the defense city? A place of protection, a place of God's reverence will be, a place of safety for you, a place, you know, that we can get strengthened. The defense city, there's plenty in everything we need within the defense city. It's within the defense city. It's there for us. All we got to do is just go there, just be there. And once we get there, stay there. Don't get distracted by what's going on the outside of the defense city. Don't get distracted, you know, by the music, the loud music or the loud noise or the roaring of the lions or the warlike people that's coming after you as an army of thousands of thousands is trying to come after you and get you to forsake the defense. Stay in the defense city and know that God got you. Let go. He has you. Set me in, Lord, and seal me. God bless you. Thank you for listening. May heaven smile upon you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Advance your career with an online degree from Point Park University. Point Park offers more than 20 fully online undergraduate and graduate programs in career-focused fields like business, communications, criminal justice, marketing, and more. Learn from experienced professors in a convenient online format designed to fit your busy life. Visit online.pointpark.edu to learn more about what an online Point Park degree can mean for your future.
Career ready and convenient. That's the point. Point Park University Online.
Advance your career with an online degree from Point Park University. Point Park offers more than 20 fully online undergraduate and graduate programs in career-focused fields like business, communications, criminal justice, marketing, and more. Learn from experienced professors in a convenient online format designed to fit your busy life. Visit online.pointpark.edu to learn more about what an online Point Park degree can mean for your future.
Career ready and convenient. That's the point. Point Park University Online.